Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That was a funny one that came out. It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient, learning ways to, you know, pick up things better. So that was a funny one that came out, in context and how I was trying to, you know, portray it, didn't get portrayed that way. So.
Right. Which is about you watching film. Like, no one's saying that when they turn the film on that Caleb doesn't know that it's a football game with football players. I didn't like that part. And the reason I didn't like that part is that it's totally okay for him to not know everything. It's okay for him to be like, you know what? I'm working on all of this stuff. I'm working on all that part after the, no, I don't have an issue watching film.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how to watch film, though.
He was embarrassed at the way that was described, don't you think?
I'm sure, but I don't think that he needs to be. Well, I think that, and the way that he talked about it and the way that he talked about Case and helping him along in that regard, I think is good. I think it's all right to say, I didn't know what I didn't know.
Yes.
And now I have a better sense of what I need to know.
But being comfortable.
And knowing is half the battle.
But being comfortable, Lawrence, admitting what you didn't know or what you don't know is a very difficult thing for people of all ages to do.
Agreed.
Let alone a 23-year-old kid who's trying desperately to portray strength as the leader of an organization, as the guy who is capable of turning the entire thing around. As was put on him last year, as he wants to believe. It's like he was embarrassed. He didn't like that description. Then as he described it, to your point, yeah, he was describing exactly what it was, learning shortcuts, learning other ways to watch film. And he brought it back up later, the clarification of it, and brought up Case Keenum's influence. I thought it was fascinating. I thought the longer he went, the stronger and louder and more comfortable and fewer ums there were. And I feel like we're watching a kid mature as a public speaker, and it's not going to be linear.
No.
Either. So, like, he got more comfortable as it went on. When he was standing up to his dad, he was like, come on.
He told his dad to shut the bleep up.
Does your father speak for you was the question. Was that a Herb Howard? I think it was.
No, I think that was Patrick Finley.
Okay. Well, whoever said, does your father speak for you? It was like, oh, no. I shut him down quite a bit. He's a smart man. We talk a lot.
I'm a grown-ass man.
I'm a good for you. And that's part of this, too. You know, you wonder how much he had to talk to Seth Wickersham because his dad already did. You know? And like...
Caleb, I got your dad on record.
Yes!
Would you mind?
Oh, God.
Does your dad speak for you?
No. No.
Yeah, it was no. Patrick Finley. Good call. It's well-phrased because it pissed him off. And he should be pissed off. His dad has put him in some tough situations, and he talked about that. And go ahead. Like, his dad, my dad is super hot-headed. I tell him to go ahead and go away. We have talks about it. Good for you. I mean, this is a kid learning how to be a man in full. He said his parents are still his best friends. I mean, his dad and he had the plan together. I felt good about listening to that kid advocate for himself and get stronger as it went. And I think it'll be a sense of relief to have discussed it. And now he can move on with a very important offseason, and we can watch him hopefully grow up as a player at the same time he's growing up as a man.
Yeah, and it's hard. Like, it's a really difficult thing to do, especially when you feel like you have been the guy, and you were the guy that had all of the answers when you were in college, and now it's different. You're in a different place. It's difficult sometimes to come to the realization of, I don't know everything. I've got to figure some of this stuff out. I think that he is now armed with someone who's going to actually help him.
Big time.
Which, to me, like, I kind of wish that he would have leaned into the, and this has been bus tossing and people would have been mad at him, but I wish he would have leaned into more of like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of stuff I had to learn on my own, and now I don't. Now I don't. I am right here with Ben and Declan and whoever else wants to help me out, and it feels great. I feel amazing knowing that I have all the help of this organization behind me, and I can't wait for us to show it to you guys to see what we're going to do.
We will start to see that comfortable humility and maybe him talking about it in that way because he's got that strength around him, because he's got lots of strength and lots of wisdom around him. And we'll see it, and I think we'll get a chance to notice it as it develops. We're going to take your phone calls at 312-644-6767. I thought this was fascinating. When he was asked about the book coming out later, he seemed to pretty definitively think that this was everything that he would need to address. Did you catch that? He's like, that's why I came up here today. And I'm wondering if that was maybe his delay. He just wants to do it once. Because if the chapter comes out and there's there's not a lot more in there, he could probably say, I spoke on that in the offseason and just be done with it.
I felt for him in that moment, though, because I hope he's read the book.
Because after week one is when the book comes out. And in that chapter.
And God forbid he loses and looks bad in that game against Minnesota. I hope that he got an advanced copy. And that's... Had I been advising Caleb, I would have said, before we talk about this, we need to get a copy of that book.
But I thought he said that definitively, that like that's exactly what I thought he gave as his reasoning, in part why he came out and talked, is like, nah, there's nothing new. And that's
when it comes
why
to the timing of the book. I believe it comes
book
with a book.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I believe it comes out the day after the opener against the Vikings. Are you worried that it's going to be a distraction again?
Nah.
Are you confident that most of this is already out there?
That's why I came up here today to address this.
That's it. Like, that's why I came up here today. And then he brought it back to the clarification of the film and stuff like that.
I understand where you're coming from. I'm not convinced that he has read that chapter of the book.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And I hope that he doesn't have to worry about it. And that everything that he said today is that we're not going to get a drop the week before that it's like, oh yeah, remember that chapter?
Yeah.
There's more stuff that they said up in here.
How were you at age 23 as a public speaker and in terms of being willing to talk about what you didn't know? And before you answer that, I can say for me, I was an arrogant SOB. And some of you out there.
What? like an authority?
Some of you out there might think that I still am, and that's fine. But man, we used to make movies like with me and my friends. They were fun movies.
About Gladiator?
No. No. But we like, and it's like there's some footage of me pontificating at age 23, 24.
We all at that age thought Dude. We were like had the answer. Like we thought, oh, okay, now I've figured it out. I survived the teenage years. Yeah. Now I'm a grown adult.
And let me make a joke about how they thought I didn't know what I was doing. You know what I mean? Like I hear Caleb and I'm like, dude, I've been there. Like I was trying to tell myself I was good at stuff, and I wasn't as good at stuff as I thought. Like I understand the arrogance of being 23 and thinking that you got to fake it so everybody believes that you're the dude.
You guys, you know, we went through a whole year of listening to him speak. I think the after the game stuff was a lot more telling because that's when you got the, oh, I called Lincoln Riley. Oh, Lincoln Riley called me or whatever. But like that was the first time I felt like I ever heard the actual dude talking. Like, didn't it seem like last season that it was all through his own PR filter?
Yes.
And that's where all the ums and uhs came from.
Yeah, the last 4, 5, 6 minutes of that, it felt like, oh, I'm hanging out with Caleb Williams. Didn't it?
That's why I didn't like everything that you're saying is exactly why I didn't like the opening statement. That it either could have been more official or more Caleb. And he kind of played the middle.
I agree with
that.
You. I agree with you from a PR perspective that he should have just, you know, written 3 nice tight sentences and did that and then been himself.
And then say, all right, whatever questions you guys have, I got you. Let's go.
Let's
get after it little bit. And then he gets comfortable. To answer your question, extremely arrogant as a 23-year-old.
You were?
Oh, yeah. I had hosts tell me that when I was producing them here. It was important. It was important to my learning. Brian Hanley was like, what's with you?
Wow. Lawrence got so bad that the nicest man on the planet, Brian Hanley, said, what's with you?
He was right.
Well, you know what? Hanley's such a sweet, good man that, like, I love that he probably was like, dude, no, this is not the way.
Yeah, but you also have to, I mean, you know, because you know the environment that we were in at that time. Hanley was an outlier compared to the other hosts that had to deal with.
Hanley probably actually gave a crap about you to have a conversation.
That's why it resonated with me.
Yes, yes. Brian Hanley came to see my band like in 1996 or 97 or something. Just came over to hang out, watch some music. Like he gave a crap about people.
Yeah.
So that's why he gave you that opportunity.
And he was still talking about Lawrence years later, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he came over, he's like, hey, have you met Lawrence Holmes?
It's still accurate.
What's going on with him?
What's with that guy?
Yeah, and I'm glad you said it's still accurate, so I didn't have to be the one to say it.
No, I am self-aware of all of my issues, and I have been working on them steadily.
I think like Pat Hughes said, we all have issues.
We do.
Yeah.
Still really good, though.
Man. But I like good for Caleb to come out and address it. I hope he's done with it. I hope he can now be done with it.
I would just like to say, in my defense of this, I do deal with people Caleb's age all the time.
Right.
And I deal with them doing public speaking all the time.
So you hold them to a standard and you're holding him to that standard.
No, I'm used to it, and I don't think, honestly, to be real with you, I don't think that the Bears did a great job with Caleb on that opening statement. And it might have been a situation of too many people were involved in that opening statement. And he's like, all right, I have to make sure that I talk about this thing. Mm. And I've got to make sure I mention Kevin. And I've got to make sure that I mention Ryan Poles. I think it could have been tighter. Just tighten it up a little bit is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Andrew. You're on the score.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Hope you guys are having a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's very nice. I hope you're having a great day too, Andrew.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Lawrence and Speaks, I agree with both your points. I agree a little bit slightly more with Lawrence just because I do think that he didn't handle some of the spots as well as he could have. And, you know, like, he does come off a listen, man, the thing is, like, he comes off a little bit entitled, but as long as he's good, that's all that matters. No one's going to care. No one is going to give a you-know-what. Like, as long as this guy produces and he brings us to the promised land, or not even that, just be a good quarterback, throw over 4,000 yards and 20-plus touchdowns, none of this is going to matter. I mean, at the end of the day, he's kind of like a little bit entitled just because of the generation he grew up in and his dad and everything. And just his circumstances coming up, you know, he was really highly touted and everything. And that's completely fine. As long as he produces, no one's going to care. We just got to let this thing ride and let it play out. And I think he's, for the most part, was really good on the presser. Just he was a little shaky at the beginning, but it was good. You know,
I appreciate it. And thank you very much for the phone call. I will say this. I don't want to broad brush Gen Z. I love those kids.
I'm just glad Terry Bors left the broad brush here.
Yes. I don't want to broad brush and say that it's a generational thing, that's why he is what he is. But I do think that your overarching point, Andrew, is correct. Most people won't care at all if there are results. What I'm trying to tell you and what I want to do, my point of view on this, Caleb, unfortunately, is going to have to protect himself from people that clearly have been looking for opportunities to go at him. And that's what I've noticed over the last couple of weeks, where things were mostly okay and people were able to look and go, that thing in Chicago seems to be a real problem. And now all of a sudden, when the problems are raised by Caleb, then people are like, well, he didn't do enough. He didn't do enough at all. You know the dumpster fire that was going on here. You know that the offensive coordinator didn't know what he was doing. You know that the head coach didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
So why would you assume that the kid knew what he was doing?
Yeah.
That's the part that I think people don't understand where I am on this. I don't like the fact that as soon as there was an opening to go after Caleb, and remember who's saying this right now, as soon as there was an opening to go after him, people went in herds after him. And I don't think that it's fair. And so whenever he gets an opportunity to defend himself, I want him to defend himself well. And I don't think that initially that's what happened.
Ah, see, there we are. Because some people will hear your comments and say, you are one of those people pouncing. But what you're doing that you just said is that you're trying to make sure he defends himself well. I think he did. I don't know what the opinionists and the television shows are going to take away from this and run with. They will probably just keep piling on.
Yes!
Because they need people to pile on. They might hear him defending himself with the yards and the interception stats as a step in the right direction, and they might pounce on that. Like, there's stuff that they might pounce on. I had my optimism and energy for the season reinvigorated by this and listening to him, because we are more ready than ever to think about some of the stuff that he was asked about there at the end. How you doing with adjusting the change in your stance? How you doing?
Well, he mentioned that, and I love that.
How you doing with adjusting and being under center more? And he's like, oh, the Ben Johnson effect? He'll love that. And he's like smiling and grinning about the relationship with Ben. Like, let's go. It is newsworthy and interesting to me for a variety of reasons. But one of them is, it's this kid's attitude coming up against a head coach who demands detail and demands respect and learning and execution at a very high level. And that's the dynamic that we're going to get to watch. And I cannot freaking wait. And we have comments from Ben Johnson today about the stuff that he needs to work on. And that's what we can get into. And I hope that we can get into it uncluttered from some of this stuff. Like Ben Johnson on body language, let's go. That's a real thing. That's a real issue. And Ben talks about it in a real way. And I hope that listeners can hear Ben talk about that and divorce it somewhat from feeling like they need to defend Caleb on every little thing, because he's a pro athlete that deserves our attention and criticism as well.
But see, Speaks, that's another thing that I'm concerned that level of nuance is not going to be the way that people react to it. People are, and I don't even mean the score listener. It's going to offer those same people who have just been waiting, even though a lot of them know football.
Let them.
Okay.
Let them. And we can show the right perspective and the right nuance as we watch the quarterback and the head coach come together and watch their lives blend. That's right. Come on, people. Smile on your brother.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.